Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva Strategies for Success. This is Robbie Motter, the host of the show. I am so excited. I have a fabulous guest today. Her name is Kimberly Smith Austin. She is an accomplished strategist, consultant, and coach with over 25 years of experience across multiple disciplines, from the boardrooms to the playground, guiding professionals on their journey. She has built robust organizations and lifestyles. She is an international speaker, co-author of the book Millions Possibilities, Taking Your Ideas from Inspiration to Monetizing, and co-host of the podcast Made to Inspire. She holds a bachelor's and master's degree in business and a world certifications in health, nutrition, fitness, and the list goes on. She is a business professor at two universities, mother and transformative example to people worldwide regarding courageousness and next level living. She received her Bachelor of Science from Northern Illinois University in Operations Management and Information System and a Master's of Business Administration. Kimberly also has a health background. She can be your master coach, and she is a certified personal trainer, nutritionist, running coach, life and health coach, and martial artist. With over 25 years of experience in the wellness industry, our speaker transforms all of the new science of veganism and plant-based eating into programs. With her unique background and formal training as a health coach, distinguish herself a one-of-the-kind, real-world wellness expert who helps people start their journey to living well. Kimberly is the founder of Run Complete Retreat, Run Camp Retreat, Made to Be Fit Running, Walk, Run, Race Marathon, Training Program, Run Fit, and the race director for the Memorial Day 5K, 10K, and Kids 1K Run. In addition, she is the coach to schools, churches, and corporations throughout the U.S. and abroad. In her spare time, she enjoys running marathons, completing iron triathlons, hiking, and exploring vegan cuisines around the world. She also has found time to put a fabulous event that's happening this Saturday, and we will talk about that. Hey, welcome, Kimberly. I am so honored to have you on the show, and I was so honored to meet you recently.
Thank you so much, Robbie, and thank you for having me on the show. What a privilege. What a great opportunity.
Tell me a little bit about you and your background. I mean, you have such an inspiring background. I mean, you're wearing so many hats. So tell me a little bit about that.
Well, you know, as I listened to you read the bio, I thought to myself, wow, that's a mouthful. And I always think, wow, I'd like to meet that person. But I'll tell you, I have been fortunate in a way to have been given many opportunities. I'm originally born and raised in Chicago, Illinois. And about 17 years ago, I made a trek to Southern California. You know, I lived inside. I traveled between 30 and 35 weeks a year as a management consultant, doing work that mattered. But what I realized is that I didn't live because I lived indoors. Moving to California has truly been a life-changing activity for me, because what I found is that I truly enjoy the outdoor, but my connections that I make are really aligned with the new person that I am. And I say the new person, I'm still the same person. The essence of me is still the same, but the way I look at life has really changed. Sunshine, this sunshine tax we pay in California, it's so much worth it, and I love it. So when we talk about background, you heard it, consulting, coaching, writing, speaking, that is what I've been doing, and teaching, and that is really my true joy in life.
That's interesting. What inspired you to start your career in business?
Well, having a background in business as a undergraduate student in Illinois, one of the things that I learned, and I love it because I've recently had some conversations with some of my childhood friends, and they reminded me that even at 14, I was doing some sort of business. At 16, I had a business as well as working at a store. And then when I went off to college, learned these business tactics and skills, I was passionate about doing something more, something bigger outside of myself and really making an impact in the world. So did that, and then I went off to graduate school and worked for the Small Business Development Center. And what I saw is that the corporations I was working for back then, this was in the late 90s, they were billing me out for a little bit over $500 an hour, $500, $650, $700 an hour. And to myself, I thought, wow, if I can have the financial freedom, the time freedom, I can do this on my own. And I'll tell you, I decided to take the leap. I happened to be at the cusp of a company that had done a merger. The merger was not received well, and the company decided to fold. It was a company in Chicago, a company in California, and it didn't work. And so at the time, I found out from HR that because I was one of the senior leaders that I would be losing my job due to a layoff, I decided, okay, I'll put my information up on monster.com. That's when that board was huge. And that same day, I received about 5 inquiries, companies that said, hey, we want you, we want you. And I remember thinking, yes, it's great working, but I'd love to step out on my own. So one of the companies, I actually made an offer. Instead of accepting the employment offer, I asked them, would they accept a contract and allow me to come on as a contractor? That day changed my life forever. They said yes, and I began my own consulting firm at that time. Instead of billing out at $600, $700 an hour, I was able to bill out $350, $400 and build a robust organization like I had been doing for corporations in the past. I had a little bit of time freedom, not as much as I thought because I was still traveling quite a bit, but it allowed me to launch my business and live my dream. And here I am, fast forward, 2023, still doing it and have launched 8 businesses since that time.
Wow, that's great. What do you think sets your work business apart from others in your field?
You know, that's interesting because one of the things I think about is tons of people have experiences. They have the education. But for me, Robbie, I would say it's my passion. It's my passion, my attitude, and the fact that I want to get in the trenches with each and every organization that I work with, whether it's myself personally as the lead, whether it's consulting or strategizing or coaching, or maybe someone on my team. And that's the mindset that we have really put inside of the organization. It's not just a project. It's not just a contract. And they're not just people on the other side. They're people that we want to help make a difference. We want to impact them, which is why one of my companies is called Made to Inspire. We want to help people make that change and inspire them in the process to do what they were designed to do, but also help them go one step further, 1% more, so they can be the best that they can be.
That's great. Can you share a particular success story that you are especially proud of?
Absolutely. As a consultant and a coach, one of the things I will tell you that really lights my fire when I can work with a corporation, and I'll use our recent situation, 2020, the hit of this global pandemic. I had a company approach me, and coincidentally enough, it was a two-minute meeting. I met the VP of HR. We encountered at a small one-off meeting. She heard me speaking, and she approached me and said, hey, can we have a conversation? And I said, absolutely. I sat down and talked with her probably about 15 minutes, and she said, you know what? I love to bring you into my organization. I do a lot of executive coaching, working with CEOs at corporations, but also the entrepreneurs, helping them build structure, strategy, sales, and scaling their organization. So after sitting down with her, she discovered there were a lot of needs. Initially, she wanted to bring me in for executive coaching, and then that next month, COVID hit. At that time, we stayed in touch, but the organization looked different, and she wasn't sure what was next or where she was going. But what happened is this company did not close their doors. They're the number 3 manufacturer distributor in the world. But instead, what we did, we launched a conference for them, and it was called Resilience and Wellbeing. I called it grow and go. That's one of my common themes. I'm always looking at how do we help people grow so they can go out to the marketplace and serve the world. So what we did is we offered a virtual conference throughout all of their markets. They're in California, Texas, Chicago, Chile, and some other Mexican countries, if you will. Once the pandemic kind of slightly loosened a little bit, we went into some of their live offices like Dallas, Texas, and worked with their team hand-on. Let me tell you, their production during one of the most challenging times in history, they saw a massive increase in production in their workforce, but also their overall revenue. They grew about 37 to 50% in different lines of their business. That was really rewarding because not only that, having to work with some of their top leaders, the CEO, the CFO, some of the VPs, and really help them get through this time. Because everyone was, you know, it was a tough time for us all. We were confused. We were not sure. We're going left and right. We saw so many incidents of loss of life. So it was really challenging. So I would say all these years, over 20-plus years, that was probably the most rewarding and the one that's most pressing to my heart because this was a life changer.
Right. What advice would you give to someone who is just starting out in your field?
I would say never give up. And I believe there's three steps that a person must make. Number one, decide. Decide what it is that they want. And I think a lot of people who've decided that they want to get in business and start their own business to really look at their skill set, make an assessment of what you're good at and what you're passionate about. Because I know there's a lot of people in our country, in our world, who are working jobs daily that don't necessarily love what they do. But there's an expression that says that when you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. And so when I think about that, that's always my heart passion. I wake up every day with a passion to serve someone, to build something, to create something. And so when I say that, I go back to making that decision. From there, I'd say the second thing is to make a commitment. And I know life changes. During COVID, so much changed. There was a loss of jobs, loss of life. But if you've made that decision wholeheartedly with your entire heart and you know that this is what you're meant for, that you can make an impact on the world, make a commitment. And I believe commitment is doing something no matter what. You know, there's something that we say, it's one thing to be interested, because interested we do it when it's convenient. But commitment says, I do it no matter what. And so when you build that mindset of I'm deciding that this is what I'm going to do, number two, I'm going to make that commitment. And number three is now it's time to take action. That is probably the most important thing of them all. Take an action. And you say it yourself, Robbie, show up. Show up. And that's a part of the process. When you show up, you allow yourself the opportunity to go up and to act and receive the blessings that are waiting for you.
I believe that totally. Can you tell us about a project or initiative you are currently working on that you are excited about?
Yes, yes, yes. That would be the Empowered Women in Wellness. Now, a little backstory, Empowered Women in Wellness. First of all, not only do I have a business consultancy, but you heard that I run a wellness practice. I've been running this probably about 20 years. And Empowered Women in Wellness was a vision that I had back in 2018, 2019. And I was launching this company, this nonprofit entity designed to help women improve their health, not only improve it, but to really make it as a priority. Because we know women, we go through a lot in life. We actually put everyone first, put ourselves on the back burner, and not realize that our health is everything. Our health is our wealth. And when we're healthy, we're happy, we're strong, we're creative, we can change the world. But we have to make it a priority. So this is one of my visions, having led organizations, but also individuals when it came to wellness, to launch this. My launch date was March 21st, 2020. So not only do I help corporations through resilience, I had to help my own project through getting through, wait a minute, this isn't going to happen. I had to refund money to vendors, suppliers, participants, and things of that nature. But what I knew is that this mattered because our health is everything, and we saw it directly during times of COVID. And even now, as we go through the winter season, all these different RSV, all the different flus and things that are happening, when we build a strong immune system, when we build our body up right, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, we give ourselves a better opportunity to not only survive, but to thrive. And that is what Empower Women in Wellness is all about. We're going to be launching this Saturday, just in a few days, this Saturday, March 18th. It's going to be held in Murrieta at the Rock Church. We have over 25 wellness practitioners coming. And I'll tell you, from medical doctors to psychotherapists who are coming to talk about mental health, physical health, we're going to talk about relationships, same-sex female friendships, marriages, divorce. We're talking about it all, and that is what I'm excited about, and I can't wait until Saturday.
What inspired you to create the Empowered Women in Wellness movement?
There were several factors. Number one, working with corporate women, working with moms, working with the everyday average woman, and recognizing that so many of them had a to-do list that was overwhelming and they weren't on the list. That is what caused my heart to beat in such a way and say, you know what, you matter. You matter. And although I know you want to put everyone before you, but here's the truth. When your cup is empty, you cannot pour. So that made my heart beat in a certain way. And that's what I do in my wellness practice as well as in my business consultancy. I've now taken to the corporations corporate wellness as well, because I know that if you're healthy, you can perform at a higher level. There's a number of studies that show that healthy professionals produce better results. They can produce better. The performance is overall better. And it's just a win-win for everyone. So that is what caused my heart to beat and causes me to say, how can I help the next woman? How can I help the lady next door, the lady down the road, the lady at the corporation just 6 feet away from me? Because I know that matters. The one across the world. I work both with individuals across the world, in Europe, in Mexico, in Spain, you name it, but also here in the United States. That's what caused me to start moving forward with this mission and now creating a movement.
How do you define wellness, and why is it important for women to focus on their wellness?
You know, this is an interesting question, and I'll tell you why. In past history, we hear health, we hear fitness, we hear weight loss, but the word wellness is fairly new, in my opinion. But when we look at wellness, there's something they call the wellness wheel. And if you look at that wellness wheel, it really does encapsulate and incorporate all aspects of our being, our physical, our mental, our spiritual, our financial, our environmental, our social, our emotional. It's the essence of a woman. So when I think about the definition of wellness, it is I. It is you, Robbie. It is every woman listening to this show today. And when we think about that, why is it important? Because it is who we are. And if we don't take time to focus on us, we can't exist. Not only exist, but we can't thrive. And I know we've lived in this world surviving year upon year upon year, but we're at a time where we need to thrive. We have families that are dependent on us. We have communities that are looking to us to make an impact. And when we think about our well-being, our wellness, we can do that when we put ourselves first. And I want to give you a little bit more of that. Me personally, when I start my day starts with wellness. I wake up each morning. I spend some time reading my devotional, praying, and movement. My family knows that that is my morning routine. It is a ritual for me. And I always say, it's me before we. And that's not a selfish thing. It's me before we. Because if I take care of me and my cup is full, I can serve you from my overflow and so much more. And that is why wellness is important.
That's so true. What advice do you have for women who want to start focusing on their wellness but don't know where to start?
I would absolutely tell every woman today to, number one, go back to those three steps I made. Number one, make a decision that you matter, that your health matters. I think we've gotten so accustomed to just living, you know, and now it's time to not only live, but again, to be and to thrive so that we can experience. So I would say make a decision that you matter. That's the number one. And then once you've made that decision that my health is important, that I matter, that I need to be healthy for myself, and for my family, my friends, then make a commitment to take just one step. Now, that one step is going to vary for every person. And the reason I say that is some of us, it may be shifting in how we eat. It may be making a shift in consuming more water every day. It may be a shift in just making sure we get more sleep every day. It may be a shift in making sure that when we're working, we take some time to just stop and breathe. For others, it may mean, you know what, getting some relationships that we have in our lives in line, maybe seeking more forgiveness, and repairing some relationships. So for every woman, it's going to be different. But I think it starts with that decision. And then once that decision is made, make a commitment that I will take one step, one step. And here's the truth. Baby steps count too. They count. They may be small, but they count. And I'll tell you, when you have small steps, you make big changes. It's not those ginormous micro. And then after that, keep taking one step after the other, day after day after day.
What kind of events and resources does the Empowerment Women and Wellness Movement offer to the members?
It's a community. You know, one of the things I said early on is that this is a community. A lot of times when individuals go to conferences, it's a one-hit wonder. You go to the conference, you get excited. The first week you're doing, taking the action steps, and then life happens. And before you know it, you're back to doing the same things over and over and over again. My vision for the Empowered Women in Wellness is a community with continuity, meaning it never stops. So one of the things I envision is not only having annual conferences, but having retreats. And we have a monthly community that you can be a part of where we have master classes every single month. We bring in various speakers to talk about various topics in health, from hormones to even sexual health to, you know, lifetime with chronic diseases. We talk about mental health. We bring in all the topics to help a woman go from where they are to where not only they should be, but where they want to be. And that is some of the things we're doing. We are building up regular meetups so that we can come together as a community as well, because we recognize that for women socially, that's a huge factor for our growth and development. I'm a huge fan for personal development, personal growth, and empowered women in wellness. We build our whole model around just that: community, continuity, connection, collaboration, and growth.
So how do you see the Empowered Women in Wellness movement evolving in the future?
Oh, that's a great question, Robbie. You have led the way. And I'll give you a prime example. GSFE, Global Society of Female Entrepreneurs, it is growing and growing and growing. I can envision the same type of community with Empowered Women in Wellness. We certainly would not be a competition, but a collaboration, because we're coming together and we're focused on wellness. And if you know, right now, our wellness is more important now than any other time in our lives. And it's not going to change. And I love the fact that Empowered Women in Wellness will help women grow so they can go and leave a legacy behind. See, in our society today, we talk a lot about the legacy of financial, leave a financial legacy. My vision is to leave a wellness, a health legacy, so that people will live healthy and happy for years to come. Because I know, again, when you're healthy, you're happy, you're creative, you're productive, you're strong, you can make a difference in the world. So I see this going internationally with conferences, with workshops, with communities, really helping women become empowered in their wellness so they can go and be empowered in their entrepreneurship and their businesses, partnering right up with you, Robbie, and what you're doing for female entrepreneurs. So excited.
Thank you. How can the listeners get involved with the Empowered Women in Wellness movement?
We are online with Empowered Women in Wellness. We have social media. We have just opportunities when you go into our community. I will say right now our biggest push is on the conference. So if you go there, you're going to see conference information plastered all over our social media. We also are online at empoweredwomeninwellness.org. You can find us there. You will be able to plug into our communities, join forces with us as a monthly member, but also coming out to our conferences as we continue to launch them around the country. But I'll tell you, we are really connecting with women and helping them. And here's the thing that I love. I want to start them young. You know, I'm a big fan of train them up when they're young, so when they're old, they won't depart from it. And when you think about that, this conference is targeted for young girls from the age as young as 12 to 112 years old, because we want to create a legacy, and we want to create this as a core value in their life. So you can plug in with us online. We're also on LinkedIn and throughout various social media channels. But I'd love to have each and every one of you connect with us. Our conference is available not only live in Marietta, but we have a virtual option. And that virtual will be recorded. If you're there live, obviously you get recorded, but you also have access to the replays. And again, we have more than 20 physicians, doctors, practitioners from the wellness industry that will be there sharing nuggets to help you go from surviving to thriving.
That sounds fabulous. It's been just awesome, Kimberly, talking with you. And we have about less than 4 minutes. So what message would you like to share with the women who are listening to this radio show and want to be empowered in their wellness in our last 3 minutes and 45 seconds?
Well, Robbie, that's a great question. And I once want to thank you for this opportunity. I know that you are building a community that really encourages women to thrive, to be their best version of themselves, to show up and ask. And that's the same thing that we're saying here. As a business consultant, I not only teach people how to build their wellness, but build their businesses, build their life. And when you have all of these key components in place, you can thrive. And here's the thing. It starts with you making the decision that you matter. I know that our life, we've gone through ups and downs and arounds, and we've been challenged. But I know that we were created with a purpose that when you sit down and take some time to really evaluate who you are, what gifts you possess, and how you can make an impact not only in your home, within your community, but in the world. I believe no matter your age, you can make an impact. And that's the message that I believe. I believe that I was made to inspire other people to step out of the box, to redefine themselves and discover the greatness that exists within inside of us. But it really does start with us recognizing that ourselves. And it may take a little work to do it. And I'm a huge fan of reading. I have a podcast, which I mentioned. I love for you all to check us out. We're Made to Inspire. You can find us anywhere on that podcast are listed, Spotify, Apple, you name them, we're there. And our messaging is around this very thing, how to build the best version of yourself. From a business, from a life, from a wellness standpoint, to be the best woman that you can be. So we're excited to be here again, Robbie. I thank you for this opportunity. But I'll tell you, if you want to get plugged in, again, look at Empowered Women in Wellness. But you can also find me personally at Kimberly, that's with one E, no Y, Smith Austin. You can find me all throughout social media. You can also find my book on Amazon. It's called Millions of Possibilities, Taking Your Ideas from Inspiration to Monetization. And that's from your health, from your wealth, to your business ideas. You, ladies, can change the world.
Wow, this has been a fabulous interview, and I'm so excited about your conference Saturday. I plan to be there, and I'm excited about our interview today, and I know the very first time I met you, I knew what a dynamite woman you were. You are an accomplished strategist, consultant, coach, but more than that, you are a fan. Thank you so much for being a guest today, and I look forward to seeing you very soon.
Well, thank you so much, Robbie, for having me on the show. And I'll leave with one thing. As a young child growing up in Chicago, there was an expression that says, it takes one to know one. It takes a rock star like you. It takes me knowing someone like you for me to be the best version of you. I thank you for all that you've done for the community. Thank you for this amazing show and allowing me to be a part and share a few nuggets with your community. I really appreciate you, and I'm looking forward to not only seeing you at the conference, but hearing you on the big stage, shining your light so bright. Thank you, Robbie, for this opportunity.
Thank you so much. And have a fabulous day, and I know the conference is going to be amazing. We are at 2 seconds, so I'm going to sign off to everybody. Be sure and tune in.